Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max. Cats are cat.
Cats are the devil.
Are they?
To me, they are.
All right.
I'll talk about it.
All right.
I'll talk about it.
Okay.
This is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we are here. It's a brand new episode, three and a half, almost a month later.
Yes, it's a brand new episode, a brand new day. No, it's been a month.
Has it? No, because the last one came out, because I really liked the title of the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one came out like at the beginning of the month. So yeah, it's been about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had an incident. We'll talk about that. You went on vacay for a while.
I did.
But yeah, hey, this podcast is sponsored by Mindgrinder Coffee.
Go to mindgrindercoffee.com.
If you buy two bags of coffee or two boxes of Keurig cups, because we do Keurig cups, use code free shipping at checkout. You get free shipping 24. Sorry, I'm a little out of practice.
That's fine.
Free shipping 24 at checkout. You get free shipping.
Fucking
and also it. For all you local people that listen to us locally, beginning in October, we're going to try out some local delivery. You could order coffee on our website. A little thing will come up and you could put delivery and I could deliver it to your office or your home.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's about it for the coffee. I don't want to get, we seem, I always say this, but we talk about a lot of coffee.
We do.
But yeah, that's what's going on. That's the thing I was working on, was the local delivery, and the website I use finally added a local delivery part to the website.
Nice.
With a little bit of a fee. It's like a $2-3 fee, but.
Oh, yeah. You know, it takes time and effort to fucking deliver a thing to a place.
Yeah, but the idea is I want to deliver. So if you have an office or you like have a business and you need good quality coffee for your business, check us out. MindGrinderCoffee.com.
Yep.
That's it.
That's
so, it. So yeah, I've been working on it for a while and that's why I didn't talk about it for a while, but yeah, it finally happened. So.
All right.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute. How you doing?
I'm chilling.
How was your little trip in your trailer?
That was good, man. You
guys don't go far though.
No, we just go out to it's like a fucking hour away from here, chilling out on the Russian River. No cell reception, no internet. Fucking just us and the wind and the birds and, you know, a good book. Go out on the kayak.
Nice. Gives you a nice little break.
Yeah, it's a nice little break. We still, like, go to work and stuff.
Yeah, because it's not so far out.
Yeah, there. It's not so far out. It's just, you know, instead of...
That's, like, the ideal situation, really. Yeah.
And then instead of coming back to our home where there's always, like, house projects and fucking distractions and shit, we just go out to the fucking river where it's chill.
And there's nobody bothering you.
And no... Well, usually nobody bothering you. There's this one little... You can't say retarded. There's this one little special kid who's been there this year.
Uh-huh.
And he's special, but
special.
But you know, otherwise, yeah, nobody bothers you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Does he ask a lot of questions?
He does. Well, he's outgoing. He's friendly, and he'll ask questions. He'll ask the same question repeatedly, even if you give him a straightforward answer.
I have a client that's exactly like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
we'll be out on walks and he'll be like, he'll walk up to somebody and he'll be like, what's your dog's name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kid's like that.
That's my client.
Could be. Is your client an 8-year-old boy?
No. Huh. He's a 32-year-old man.
Well, yeah, then it's not your client.
No, you just turned 32. He let me know all month.
Oh, very good.
All month. He's one of those, I celebrate my birthday. You want to annoy me?
Mm-hmm.
You really want to bother me?
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is going to be the first thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Fucking celebrate your birthday for a month.
Yeah, that's bothersome.
Like, why do people do that?
Some people just love to...
It's a day.
It's a day. Also, what exactly are you celebrating? Because it's not like you did anything.
Exactly.
Right? All you did was not die when...
And you came out of the womb.
Yeah, you came out of the womb, and that wasn't your effort, right?
No.
That was somebody else doing all the heavy lifting there. Yeah, so I don't get... I mean, my birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to be 39 years old.
Oh, almost the big 4-0.
Almost. And that's the most I'm going to mention it.
Well, happy birthday if I forget tomorrow.
Yeah, I I would appreciate if you not mention it tomorrow.
Oh, I won't.
I'll be in a mood.
You'll be in a mood?
I'll be in a mood.
Do you get grumpy on your birthday?
I do. Because I'm like, oh, well, great. I'm a year closer to death. I don't know why. That's just my mentality around birthdays.
I don't know, man. The older I get, I'm more like kind of indifferent about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, it's another day.
Yeah, good for you.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't. When I hit 50,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be like a fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
It was going to be like this whole fucking meltdown,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everybody's like, oh, you hit 50, you get out of bed and your fucking back cracks and you can't move. And
mm-hmm.
I was not looking forward to it.
Yeah, but I think you're in better shape at 50 than you were at 40.
I am.
Yeah.
And currently I am at 52, 53 yeah. or whatever I am. I think I'm 53.
It really doesn't matter.
I want to say I'm 53. I think I'm 52, actually.
I forget how old I am sometimes also.
You're 50. I found out in my 50s, like, it's cool. Like, it's like, I like enjoy my 50s.
Yeah. Are you getting to the age where you're like, you know what? I'm starting to lose the last of my give a shit.
Oh, that happened. Yeah. That happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Like I talk about it a lot, but like the thing I really value most is I like peace.
Yeah. Peace.
Right. I like being happy and I like just being mellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that shit. I don't like that disturbed.
Yeah.
Right. You want to see a grumpy old man disturb me being happy or mellow or being at peace.
Disturb my shit.
And then I become a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Right. I found that I don't have time for bullshit. Like the older I get, the less I have time for bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got time for people calling me and whining about their problems
mm-hmm.
or people that, you know, I don't got time for relationship bullshit. Like if you want to date, let's date. If you don't want to date, let's not date. Just tell me.
Yeah.
Like don't fucking string me along. Don't right. like, I don't, yeah. I don't got time for any of that.
Yeah. Don't play. Yeah.
And it's, dude, it's nice.
Nice.
It is nice.
Nice.
Like, I don't got to please anybody. Like, I don't got to, I'm like, I'm just like, whatever, man. I don't really care if you don't like me. It's fine.
All right.
I spent enough time trying to get people to like me, and I realize it's not that big of a fucking deal.
Yeah.
So now my birthdays aren't that big of a deal. But that one that I turned, the two that were like the ones that I was like worried about, was when I turned 40 and the 50, like I talked about. Those mm-hmm. were the two where I was just like, shit, I don't have anything really to show for being, you know, 40.
Yeah.
You know, I don't got a house. I don't got a wife or whatever.
Right.
But it worked out. I mean, I think I grew a lot more as a person in my 40s and I did it than I did. And I think I've grown a lot more since then. But yeah, man, I don't understand why people celebrate their birthdays for a month.
I don't understand why people celebrate their birthdays for a day. I literally, like, first off, if anybody feels a compulsion to celebrate themselves for really any reason, fuck you. But but these people don't even have a decent reason. It's literally the day that you didn't do shit and your mother almost died bringing you into the world. That's what it is.
That's a weird way to look at it.
No, that's what it is. Imagine shitting a bowling ball. All right. And if you're,
and then you got to take care of it for 18 years.
Yeah. And if you're fortunate, you get to do that in the hospital where they have drugs and doctors and all that. And otherwise, you're just shitting a bowling ball fucking out in the wild and hoping you don't die. You want to know what the leading cause of death for women is?
Birth?
Yes. For all of human history.
It's a weird thing. Like, it's not just this guy, man. It's my client that was, and it was weird that it was coming from him. Like, it was like all month. Like he celebrated, he had little birthday presents all month from his family.
Yeah.
But I know people that do this shit. Right. Like I know regular people that like, oh, it's my birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're celebrating all month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm celebrating all month that it's my birthday.
Yeah. I'm
just a Virgo. That's what Virgos do or whatever. They use some kind of stupid excuse. Right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm just a Scorpio. That's what Scorpios do.
I dated a Scorpio once. You know what I learned?
What'd you learn?
I learned that the fucking astrology is stupid.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
Yeah, that's what I learned too. I know some people that take it serious, but to me it's like not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But to some people, it's a very big deal, and I get it.
I don't get it, but I do understand that to some people it is a very big deal.
Well, some people feel more compatible with certain signs, I guess. And I guess my sign is like, I'm a fucking evil person, if according to some people.
Okay. Your sign is Hitler?
No, my sign is Gemini. It's like a double Gemini. And I guess it just makes me an untrusting person.
Isn't Gemini a twins?
Yeah.
So you're just twins.
Yeah. But
instead of one twin or the other twin?
Yeah. It's just different personalities. I've never really looked into it. And every time I have, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
You ever know twins who are very different people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
So take that, astrology people.
I knew a couple twin brothers that were, I can't remember their names, but they were like completely different people. Like mm-hmm. they tried everything to like, most of the time when you're twins and you're a kid or whatever, mm-hmm. they try to dress you the same.
Yeah.
And like they try to act like the same person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird. I don't know why people, but these guys' parents were just like, no, just be yourself. And you couldn't really tell they were twins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause one of them had long hair. One of them had short hair. One of them was a jock. And the other twin was like a complete, that's the twin I hung out with, was the guy that was the complete stoner.
Yeah. I get it.
And I met his brother and I'm like, whoa, you're a twin? Like, you guys don't even look anything alike. He's like, dude, if I cut my hair and wore a cardigan, mm-hmm. I would look just like my brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they were born like 3 minutes apart or something mm-hmm. like that. But they looked nothing alike, dude. And they didn't act anything alike either. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And their parents were just like, whatever. We don't want to be one of those weird parents that make our twins
Do the same shit. Yeah, that's weird.
They're different people.
Yeah.
So let them be different people.
Let them be different people.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. It was interesting. Because, like, the older, the guy that was 3 minutes older or whatever, I guess the older twin,
mm-hmm.
didn't do anything. Like, he was a complete jock. Like, was football, track, basketball.
Okay.
His brother was, like, a fucking weed dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, they were both striving for something.
Yeah. He was my weed dealer.
Hell yeah. It's good to know your weed dealer.
Yeah. Where was that? That's when I lived in Southern California. I think, like, my sophomore year of high school. I haven't thought about that dude in a long time.
There you go.
Thanks, Max.
You're welcome.
Bringing up childhood issues.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh.
This is supposed to be a fun podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Is it? It's
supposed to be funny.
Okay.
Funny haha.
Funny haha. Well, let me tell you a joke.
Tell me a joke.
I'm going to tell you a joke. So man goes to the doctor. Doctor tells him, I'm sorry, sir, but you're just going to have to stop masturbating. I'm trying to examine you.
Crickets, dude.
Crickets.
Crickets.
Crickets. All right. All right. I got another one. Guy goes to the doctor and he says, doctor, I've got a serious problem. I've been making all these silent farts, silent but deadly. They smell so, they're huge. They smell bad, but they're silent. And I'm just making silent farts fucking all day long. Just silent killers. I've made two since you walked in the room. Just all these silent fucking killer farts. And the doctor says, okay, I think I understand. First thing we're going to have to order is a hearing test. Yeah? You like that?
That was kind of stupid, but it was funny.
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
But farts are funny, though.
Farts are funny.
And if you don't think farts are funny, I got a problem.
Yeah, I do, too. Farts are funny, objectively.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like getting kicked in the nuts.
Yes. No, getting kicked in the nuts is not funny. Seeing somebody.
See, that's what I mean.
Take
seeing
a whack somebody, in the nuts.
Seeing somebody getting whacked in the nuts is fucking hilarious. It's
funny. Yeah.
It never gets old.
It doesn't.
Like somebody farting in somebody else's face, it never gets old. It's always fucking funny.
That's right. Just last night, I shit you not, last night, I'm watching a video on fucking Threads. And it's a dumb video, but the climax of the video is somebody getting a fart in their face.
And it was funny.
And it was so funny. And I was like, Max, hold your shit together. Your wife is sleeping next to you. You can't.
Unless you just rip one and give her a Dutch oven right there.
Oh, that would not go over well, man. No,
it wouldn't. I watched a video where that happened.
Yeah.
And it was fucking hilarious. The husband was snoring. And the wife fucking leans over and slaps him across the face to get him to stop snoring.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like in the video, he's being nice and he's putting the covers back on the wife. Oh, I've
seen this one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he covers her head. He just lets one rip. Yeah, it's hilarious, man. Farts are funny. If you hang out with people that tell you farts aren't funny, you need to get new friends.
Yeah.
So that's about it. I have a Matt.
Farts are funny.
I had an incident happen.
All right.
Last week, and I need to do it in a way I'm going to make part of this up. Part of it's true.
Parts made up, parts true.
There's parts that are made up, parts to protect other people.
To protect other people's anonymity, but the important parts of the story
are true.
Actually happened.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So I was at a place where somebody was cat sitting.
All right.
For a cat.
Yes.
I'm allergic to cats.
You're allergic to cats.
And if you're one of these people that are like, oh, it's all in your head that you're allergic to cats, let me fucking tell you the story.
Yeah.
It's not in my head that I'm allergic to cats. And I had a cute case of cute aggression at the same time, dude.
It was a cute cat.
It was one of those big, fat fucking, and here's the capper with this cat, right? Yeah. It had fucking personality.
Yeah, I love a cat with personality.
Like, it wasn't, nonchalant. Like, it came up to you. It mm-hmm. fucking did the whole walk around you to purr, mm-hmm. fucking sat down in the chair, it jumped up on my lap, was, fucking all over me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I dude, it's so fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say anything to this person because I'm a guest here. I'm not going to be like, get rid of the cat, because that's rude, right?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't say, hey, I'm allergic to cats, get ready, put your cat outside. Like, with you, I could do it because we're friends, and we've been friends for a while.
Well, yeah, I just give you a stick, and I tell you to hit the cat if it tries to come to you.
I'm not really that allergic to. Maybe it's because I'm used to him or whatever.
Yeah, also, you're pretty good at keeping your distance from him.
So this cat was fucking all over me, mm-hmm. right? And it was fucking cute, and it was fucking purring, and it was like the whole nine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I went to sleep, I woke up, the fucking cat was at the foot of my bed, all fucking cute and shit.
I understand what good cats are like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking that morning, dude, my eyes start fucking swelling shut.
Ooh.
Fucking, I start feeling like I'm fucking getting sick.
Ooh.
And my breath is, I'm like wheezing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I fucking could barely, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this isn't good.
Nah.
Like, this is not good.
It's not good.
And I finally told the person that owned the hat, I'm like, hey, look, I think I'm allergic to the cat. Could you keep it in your room or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. And he put the cat in the room. And then I was like, all day, it was like, I kept coming in and out. And I was like, it was bad. It was bad. I thought I got the COVID. I thought I got the vid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
I went home later that night. And I fucking went to sleep. I came home. My eyes were so red. Like, when I walked in the door, my roommate was like, and it was one eye. Like, my right eye was mm-hmm. All fucking red and swollen.
Mm-hmm.
Almost swollen shut.
Yeah.
And then my roommate was like, dude, do you got pink eye?
Mm.
And I was like, no, I don't got pink eye. I don't know how I'd get pink eye.
Well, the classic way is if somebody bare ass farts on your pillow.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you touch shit and you rub it in your eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't none of that happen.
Okay.
So there I am. I go to bed that night and it's like, dude, I got all the symptoms and I'm fucking coming down with a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking gnarly. And I think, I'm pretty sure I convinced myself, I'm like, oh, it's just COVID. Like, it's not an allergic reaction or anything. Maybe it's just I got COVID. I took a COVID test to be on the safe. No, not COVID. I was negative.
Mm-hmm.
Took it twice, actually. The next morning, and this is the way I knew it was an allergic reaction, right? Mm-hmm. Is because the next morning I woke up with fucking hives.
Yeah.
Fucking all over my fucking chest.
Yeah.
And luckily, when I went back, it was one of my clients. And when I went back to work, the cat was gone. And the client was nice enough to air out the apartment or whatever.
That's good.
And I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me, dude, it took me 3 days to get over this.
Yeah.
And it was like, But the cat was so goddamn cute.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't resist fucking, I couldn't resist it. Dude, I knew. I was like, this is going to, this might be the bad, a bad decision, but look at that fucking, look at the fucking,
yeah.
Look how cute the cat is.
Look at the little punum.
The little pudgy fucking, and it was one of those, it had these belly rolls in it, dude. Like, you rubbed its belly and the fucking, like, it, like the belly shook.
Yeah, it's got that primordial pouch.
Yeah. And it was just like, and it, but it left hair everywhere. And that's where, I think that's how the allergic reaction happened. It was sleeping at the edge of my bed. That was probably the other way that it happened. I'm not one of these people that think that if you have an allergy to something, that it's all in your head.
Yeah.
Like, I am allergic to cats. Like, I know it. And people have tried to convince me throughout my life, like, no, you can't be allergic to cats.
Right. Because allergies aren't real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm allergic to booze. I know what happens to me when I drink booze. It took me a fucking long time to realize it, but I have an allergic reaction to booze. I just break out and fucking, I just break out fucking vomiting on myself and peeing all over myself. That's, you know, and breaking a few laws.
Yeah.
Right. I understand that. So I don't go near that.
Yeah. I'm allergic to hay. Yeah. I get hay fever.
Yeah. But you don't go run around in the hay, do you?
Only if it's unavoidable.
Right.
I mean, but generally, like, if I'm driving down the street and there's a hay truck, I fucking make sure to turn the air on to circulate.
Right.
So I don't get that outside hay coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that makes sense.
Yeah. When I went to the rodeo earlier in the summer.
I went to a rodeo?
I went to a rodeo. And I did not sit on the hay.
Like a real rodeo?
A real rodeo. The Russian River Rodeo. It's great because it alliterates.
What?
It has alliteration. The Russian River Rodeo. RRR. Russian River Rodeo. Yeah.
Isn't that the same time where they do that Bear Weekend up there?
It was not during Bear Weekend. I don't know when Bear Weekend is. If I did, I would try to avoid it just because traffic and
never mind. I don't want to get, I'm sorry.
I would imagine like orgies to cause just traffic backups.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine who he's flamboyant. He's a flamboyant man.
Okay.
A bear flamboyant man.
Okay.
He's out, he's gay, and he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Like, he's cool. I like hanging out with him. And he'll tell me shit about these bear weekends.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, I don't want to know.
I hear shit about bear weekend, and it makes me wish I was gay. Because I'm like, that sounds like the best time you could possibly have. Switch out all the bears with babes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm in. Yes. Babe weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to be there. But that's not what it is.
It's not what it is. And he'll go into like, he'll be like, he tells me stories and he's like, yeah, I hooked up with these three dudes at the same time. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that. I just asked you if you had a good time.
He's just telling you about his weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first time it happened. I was like, what'd you do this weekend? And he's like, oh, I went to the bear weekend up in Guerneville. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And he's like, oh, it was such a good time.
Yeah.
I'm like, what'd you do? And he's like, oh, do you, and he went into detail about what he did.
Well, you asked.
And I did ask.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, do you want to hear about the chick? And then I was like, come on, man. I don't need that much detail. And then I realized that must be how people feel if I go into detail about some chick I was banging.
I don't want you to go into detail about some chick you're banging.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? It's cool that you're like, it's cool that you're happy. And that's all I told him. I'm like, it's cool that you're happy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time. And thinking all this stuff in my head about how I would approach it. I'm like, I could do this. I could do this. And all that came out of my mouth is like, I'm really happy that you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm kind of surprised you said that. And I'm like, look, man, I'm not the most judgmental guy. People think I'm this judgmental asshole and I'm not. Like, you want to go and do what you want to do and be free and like sleep with a bunch of random dudes? Go for it.
Get your fuck on. Yeah.
Right? Just when I do it, don't judge me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, get your fun. Man, it sounds like so much fun.
It does sound just fun.
I mean, it.
Except when you see that one dude who has a gut, who's like 40 pounds overweight in a pink Speedo.
Dude, but like some people are really into that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, we probably just lost a bunch of listeners.
Whatever, man. It sounds like so much fun if I was into that.
I see. That's the thing, man. It's like to each their own. Like, do your thing. Like, have fun. Just fucking don't be an asshole about it. Like, my friend, he's not like the reason I tolerate him is because he's not like in your face about it. You know what I mean? Like, he's very subtle and he'll throw things at you. Like, when you're talking to him in conversation, like, he'll just be like, oh, yeah, last night I had a one night stand and we used some Crisco and you should try Crisco when you have a girl next time you have a girl. I'm like, Crisco?
I could see that working.
And he's like, yeah, you don't want to ask too many questions. Just use the Crisco.
Absolutely. You know, I could see Crisco being very effective for certain, you know, just getting things moving. Yeah.
Yeah. But that cat thing, I'm getting back to the cat thing. I got off track there. Back to the cat thing.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was like 3 or 4 days where I was just fucking out of it, which is another reason why it took us so long to do another episode. Because that was last week, and you were out of town last week and the week before. So,
yeah, I wasn't out of town last week, but some shit came up and I got real busy. But the 2 weeks before that, I was out of town. And yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's fun to do a podcast, but sometimes life happens. And when life happens, you gotta take those breaks when you can.
You do. I just had an idea, though.
What's that?
You know, if I'm up at the river during Bear Weekend, maybe I could just get a bunch of baggies of Crisco
and
just go around, you know.
Slinging them?
Slinging Crisco, right?
A buck a bag?
A buck a bag. That's a buck a bag. That'll handle any size, anything for your anything.
Dude, if you walked around Bear Weekend selling Crisco in like a Speedo, you'd fucking make them. You'd make a killing.
I'd make a killing.
But you'd have to put up with dudes grabbing your ass.
I think I can do that. I can get my flirt on. I just, you know, the Speedo staying on.
Yeah, I can't rock a Speedo, and I would never rock a Speedo.
Why not?
I would not look good in a Speedo.
I don't think I'd look great in a Speedo either, but.
And I would be very uncomfortable in one.
But know your audience, right? Know your audience.
I don't know, dude. If I got a gig selling coffee, like because sometimes we do these gigs where I do biker runs all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like bicycle, but like actual biker runs.
Mm-hmm.
And I sell coffee and I provide coffee for a fee, right?
Yes.
And if they were like Bear Weekend was like, hey,
would you coffee?
We need coffee.
Yeah.
Would you do it? I would do it,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to fucking. I'm going to know my audience, but I'm not going to fucking wear a Speedo while I'm selling coffee.
You want to know something interesting?
What's that?
About coffee specific? All right. So one of the reason that, you know, things like Crisco are so in demand is because, you know, to get a little into the weeds, you know, the butt is not a self-lubricating hole.
No, right? It's not.
Right. So you need, but here's the thing. If you drink enough coffee, there's enough oil in your coffee that your body cannot metabolize.
Right.
That it will work its way through your system and then it will actually lubricate you for you.
See, I thought you were going to bring up coffee enemas because I see people doing coffee enemas.
I've heard of coffee enemas. I've never never witnessed one.
I've seen a video of one.
Okay.
And it was weird because they were talking about how they like French roast.
In their butt,
because it makes their butt smell like
France.
it gives it an acidic smell.
Oh, how lovely, you know.
So when you're blowing farts,
it smells like French roast.
It smells like French roast,
right? Yeah.
And it's not gonna fucking. But you got to sit there. And here's the thing: I got a question about is if you're getting an enema, how do you not fucking just blow a fart while you're getting an enema?
Oh, that actually is very simple. You hold it in.
But sometimes they just come out, dude. Sometimes you're like, dude, it's coming out.
Here's another thing. Gas is lighter than coffee.
Right.
Right. So if you just position your body so that the gas will rise into your gut as the coffee pools, it's like a natural pee valve, like for your, like you ever wonder why you don't smell the sewers through your drain pipes?
Right.
It's because of these pee valves in there. It's like a natural one of those.
Right. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I had this whole thing. I don't know how we got on this kick about Bear Weekend and stuff like that, but whatever. I had something else I wanted to talk about, and I completely forgot about what it was.
That really doesn't matter. I think we're on a good roll here with this episode.
I guess we are. Somebody, if you're still listening, hey, we appreciate you listening.
We really do. This one took a turn.
This one took a turn that I was not expecting.
Yeah, but here we are.
Maybe that's what I'll call it. I had this idea of what I was going to call this episode.
Uh-huh.
And then now I'm thinking there's another idea of what to call this episode.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't want to say it out loud because every time I say it out loud, I just don't call the episode that thing.
Yeah, usually because I mock you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But lately I've been on a roll with the episode titles.
All right. Yeah.
So, like, the last one was The Great Blue Jay Battle of 1983.
Yeah, that one confused me at first, and then I remembered what we were talking about with the Blue Jays.
It was actually Blue Birds.
But
Blue Jay sounded better.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think they're the same thing.
Oh, but Blue Jays are Blue Birds.
Yeah.
They're birds and they're blue.
Yeah, so whatever. And 1983 was the year the internet came out. That's how I came up with the title.
Is that the year? Well,
that's the 1983 was the year the internet was launched.
All right. And then the web, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Was launched in 94.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you used to have to pay buku bucks to use. You remember those first laptops they came out with that were like a briefcase?
My mom had one of those.
They're like, it's convenient. You could just carry it around wherever you go. And it's like this fucking suitcase.
Oh, it's like a fucking 20-pound aluminum suitcase. Yeah.
And you got to put in this fucking floppy disk to get it to work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the operating system was on a disk that you had to insert into it. Yeah. Yeah, the thing was crazy.
Like, it was like $1,500.
Yeah.
Not to mention what a cell phone cost back then.
It was cutting edge technology. Yeah.
And it was one of those big ass cell phones too.
Yeah, the bricks.
Like it was like a brick.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, you could get this great cell phone, satellite provided cell phone for like $900.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With 10 minutes of talk time.
Yeah. Remember when people had car phones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were in that extra glove box right there.
Yeah, the center console. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like, it was like an old rotary phone.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad we've come a long way since then.
We've come a long way since then.
Yeah. I remember that stuff. I remember when it was coming out. I just remember. And then I remember like VCRs.
Yeah.
And to get a good VCR, it was like $600 for a good VCR.
VCRs were expensive, and
like
man.
And like 10 years later, you could buy that same VCR for like $50.
Yeah. And you know,
you could get a box. You could get a box of VHS tapes for like 10.
Yeah. And dude, now that this stuff's like vintage and retro, people are like selling it again. Like there's somebody selling cassette tape, like audio cassette players.
Right.
For music tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. For like $60 a pop.
Damn.
Yeah. And I don't know if they're selling tapes too. I sure hope so, because I don't know where the fuck you would get tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tapes are hard to, it's hard to get tapes these days.
Yeah.
Cassette tapes were cool.
They were. And unless you, you know, at some point they would like stretch or what, and then you'd have to.
Yeah. And then the compact disc came.
The old compact disc.
And everybody had to get one of those portable compact disc players that you'd use and it would skip.
Uh-huh. It would skip. Yeah. It would skip. Yes.
Like all the time?
All the time. And then they put a tiny little feature in there. It was a little hard drive that would constantly record what was going on, like just for a few seconds worth, so that if it did skip, it would play that recording for a few seconds while it got back on track. And that was the anti-skip feature.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And those were fucking expensive.
Yeah, they were.
Those were really fucking expensive.
Yeah, there's like $100, $200.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah, me too.
We're about a little over 30 minutes.
Yeah, fuck it.
Took an unexpected turn.
It did.
It was good.
Yeah, and it ended with Retro Tech.
Retro Tech.
Retro Tech.
And if you listen all the way through, hey, we appreciate you.
We do.
Thank you.
Yep.
And if you want, if you listen, wherever you listen to us, they have this new feature now for Apple Podcasts where you can listen to Apple Podcasts on any web device now.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just for Apple Podcasts, it is. You can listen to Apple Podcasts on any web browser.
Okay.
You don't have to go to the Apple Store or whatever.
All right.
So you could leave us a little comment there. You could review the podcast there. On Spotify, they have this really cool feature where you could rate our show and you could leave us comments on our episode and talk about what it may be. If you like farts or if you don't like farts, you can leave it right there on Spotify.
Yeah.
And if you really want to, you could sign up for an email list on our website, which is shaneandi.com. And you can get episodes emailed to you the day they come out.
Nice.
As soon as I'm done editing.
As soon as we're done editing, you get them before anybody else.
Anybody else.
You'll be the first guy in the world to say, hey, that Shane and Max, they talked about nothing and made me think of something.
They did. And if you go to our website, I always forget to mention this part. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website, you hit the donation page on our website. There's a little thing that comes up. It's a Ko-fi page. If you feel like donating some money to the show, feel free. It's like $3. You can do a one-time donation. You can sign up for a monthly donation for like $5 or whatever. Feel free. We don't really ask for money, but if you want to donate to the show, we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
Go check out our website, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
ShaneandIShow.com.
Do it.
Anyway, that's our episode. And until next time, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
I'm loving it.